Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Let's talk about fashion.
Fashion.
Because nothing screams fashion.
I got nothing.
Look, I know Amber from Carson and Amber is the fashionista on the radio station.
She is.
But I want her job. I'm taking
wow, okay.
it. I'm the new
Since
fashion
you're the
guru.
Fashion. Okay.
I mean, this hat I'm wearing is really broken in.
I'll give you that.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. I'm like express threw up on me right now. Is that fashion or is that? All right. So there's been just a few stories of new fashion things. But basically what we want to hear from you is, what fashion crap did you fall for a long time ago?
See, there we go.
And then you look back and you're like, oh God, what the hell?
Is anyone ever look back to any generation or time in your life where you're like, oh my God, that's the best fashion? We all dump on our fashion from our past.
But what's weird is then the next generation looks back at us and goes, that's cool, and they redo it.
Because they don't have to think. In fashion, you just go back 20 years,
right.
Steal all those ideas, and just bring them up.
Because I remember, like, my dad was always ashamed that he used to wear a fedora and stuff.
Oh, it
was
the like, hipsters made that thing.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, it came back huge.
Yeah,
everybody's
huge.
Like, oh my God, fedoras are in. And then, you know, baggy pants, they're, oh my God, they're the rage. They're out. You got to go skinny jeans.
Tight skinny. Bags,
right. Back and forth and back and forth and back
right.
and forth and back and forth. But some of the ones that are out there right now, this troll hair thing.
That's, I think it looks stupid, but.
I haven't even Googled the pictures. Is it like, do they spike it up like the trolls did?
It is. And it looks like it's so low maintenance. It's actually the opposite. It takes a lot.
It's troll doll hair. Esquire magazine says a bunch of the male models in a fashion show in Paris had their hair swirled up and waxed into a point. So it's a guy thing?
I thought it was a female model thing.
It says it's a guy. It's, yeah.
Wow. And it's to the point, like it's supposed to.
It's like a big old troll hair, but it's maybe not color. I mean, the trolls don't have regular color. Their hair was always like
crazy hair.
Super bright.
Yes.
And
what this tells me is, now you're kind of scraping the bottom. This is the best you can come with, the most creative thing.
Well, as you know, this month is also the fashion-ish kind of trend, is women chose to not shave their pits.
Oh, yeah. Why? Why?
Well, they were just showing that, like, we can be beautiful whether we choose to go by this standard or that standard.
Oh, well, that's their opinion.
Right. They okay. get to, so they're saying, oh,
no, I'm just
so
saying,
now we've stepped in that.
No, I'm just saying I probably won't share that opinion.
Okay.
But I'm still allowed to have my opinion.
So the Januhairy women, some of them, the fashion trend.
Januhairy.
Yes, the Januhairy women are now the new fashion trend. It's like, as long as we have the hair, then they're going with the bold troll hair colors. So they're going, bam, bright orange armpit hair. Bam, chartreuse armpit. They're going like,
okay.
They're dying. That their fashion trend right now is
okay
bright because I saw, I can't remember what it was, a picture for, it was like an ad for something. Oh, it was an ad for, I got sucked into one of those Facebook it was like a Facebook ads, and it was like for, like, you know, when you were a kid you would get that tattoo that you put a washcloth on,
yeah,
and you peel it off. They make them now that, like, they look kind of real and they're kind of big.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you go to this site and you're like looking at all these different tattoos, and one of them, the lady is like holding her arm up and she's got it on her rib cage, like some women and men have done where they do writing on their rib cage, and it's kind of cool. She had that, and she had this just bright red armpit hair.
That's cool if they think it's attractive and sexy. I'll probably never agree with that, but that's cool. But I love the fact that you said it's a trend.
It's a fashion
which
trend.
Which means it's going to come to an end.
It will absolutely come to an end.
Nice.
One of the other ones that's been really popular, and I can't even, when I think about it, it kind of makes, the new fashion thing is to somehow embed your wedding ring or your engagement ring.
This stupidity.
Under your skin.
Come on, are we really, we're running out of, can't you find something?
Can't you just tattoo it?
Right, it's stupid.
But
let me ask you, is the reason why is because men can't take their wedding rings off anymore? Or
I think they just want to prove their level of, I think it's one of those like, I'm so committed that I'm driving this hunk of metal and diamond
under my skin.
Yes.
It looks stupid.
It looks The one where it's just like the dermal or whatever you call that, where just the diamonds popping up out of their skin, isn't as bad because you look at it and you go, well, there's one place where that could catch and it'll rip some of your skin.
There it is.
But you're going to be probably a little bit okay. It's like somebody piercing their private parts or whatever. To me, it looks dangerous and like an accident waiting to happen. But
me too.
The other one is like the ring itself starts on the outside, then goes into the inside, and then comes back out again. It's like,
yeah,
it goes under the skin and then back out of the skin in like three different spots.
It's really stupid because like you said, you get it caught on something, you're done.
You're not just bleeding a little.
No, you're done.
I don't know if you're, do you mean done like dead or just?
Oh, your skin just gets pretty much.
You're going to deglove.
Deglove, that's it.
Your ring finger.
Now, you see a lot of guys that are doing this?
The pictures I saw, to be completely honest, were females.
Okay. All right. I think we're scraping the... We're running out of things.
We've run out of fashion things. How about the new... Like, people doing the face tats. That's a... If it's a fashion trend, a face tattoo's not going to go away unless you get it laser removed. And the laser removal looks worse than the tattoo when you first do it. It will eventually, your skin heals and stuff, but it's like, why are you putting something? Have you just decided you never want to work somewhere?
There is that. And the reason I always hear is, well, I made a great life memory, and so I want to capture the moment so it reminds me. So every damn day you're looking in the mirror, you want that.
You're like Mike Tyson, like weird facial.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have a ton of other ones, like, you know, halo eyebrows, rainbow teeth. These are all things that are...
Yeah.
Don't we want our teeth...
White. I want mine white.
Oh, wait, isn't that racist?
Not Caucasian.
Every race, creed, and color have the same.
Yeah.
Like our teeth in their natural bone-like state.
Nice.
Oh, God. I know. All right. So if you've fallen for a fashion trend, this is where you tell us what it was. Stephanie?
Yai.
You are disguised. Why? It's weird fashion trend. Why are you disguised?
It's just embarrassing. I didn't graduate from school that long ago, so
okay.
I don't know. I don't want people to know I'm calling in.
Okay. What's your weird fashion trend?
So when I was in high school a few years ago, we had a dress code, and the only thing that they didn't regulate was what we wore on our feet, and so everyone started wearing slippers. Because it was the only thing that they couldn't catch us for.
Oh, nice.
So you found a little loophole in their system? You were in the Catholic schoolgirl outfit with bunny slippers?
Yeah, pretty much. I had unicorn ones personally, but yeah.
Good, nice. Good for you.
And you weren't embarrassed to be walking around in that, or was it your FU to the man?
Oh, I mean, people would wear their regular shoes, like walking up into school, because, like, you know, you're not trying to walk outside in slippers, and then they would change when they got to school. So it wasn't embarrassing outside of school. It was just embarrassing in school.
Yeah, I see that.
So you just had a whole truckload of little Mr. Rogers coming in and slipping on your cardigans and your slippers. All right. That's your weird fashion trend. Thank you, Stephanie. Lexi?
Yai.
Weird fashion trend.
So I was into gauchos, surprisingly.
Oh.
Were gauchos like a weird jean?
They were actually kind of more like a yoga pant, but they were like oversized flared.
Yeah.
And
flared out.
They were just not.
Almost like hammer pants.
Kinda. Extremely unattractive. Yeah.
Extremely. Steve, she can hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at them on Google right now. And yeah, they're not.
So when you go look back at pictures on, you know, of you wearing gauchos, you're like, what? Like, I worked out. Some of the fashion things that happened, it's like we were all rocking great bodies and then we covered them up with this weird
baggy.
Yeah.
Oversized. Yeah.
By the way, gauchos were originated by Mexican farmers, so that's where that originated.
Hence the name gauchos.
Hey.
All right. The more you know. Thank you for your weird fashion disaster there. Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What was your weird fashion trend?
Flat bracelets, and then kind of another one is pogs, too, so...
That was less fashion. Pogs were like the little game you play that you like slammed them down. You had a slammer.
But then slap bracelets. You could go up, you could be walking behind somebody and just kind of slap bracelet. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Last time we talked about slap bracelets, I said, you know, man, it's never coming back or whatever. And then text blows up and Facebook blows up. It's like, yeah, they're back. Okay, they may be back. You may be able to buy them still in the weird aisle on the dollar store. Yeah, they're not what they were when we they were cool,
right.
Where you were a dork if you didn't have a...
That's true. Because
I didn't have like four of them.
Yes, you had to be like,
bam, bam, bam.
Yes, whack, 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 whack. Dude. They were,
I'm pretty sure teachers hated them more than anything.
Oh, yeah, because you're just constantly messing with them. And they kind of hurt.
The slap bracelet.
When you're like, whoosh. Yeah, because they were like a ruler that turned into a bracelet. That's a good weird fashion trend. Thank you, Mike. Ashley.
Yay.
What was your weird fashion trend?
Trip pants. They were like the parachute pants, but for like skaters that have like the chains on them and like
all the chains and stuff.
Yep,
I do remember those.
Dang.
Do you think they're gonna come back?
And my mom would throw them away so that like and not tell me where they were, so I couldn't wear them.
And the guys wore the heck out of these too, didn't they?
You think it's going to come back or no?
Then like Avril Lavigne started wearing them and became like this huge like girl thing to be like looking like the skater, you know?
From the looks on images of Google, I'm hoping they don't come back. They're just
it's just
dumb.
It bugs.
Yeah.
But if it comes back, it'll be a Hot Topic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's where they're going to have them. All right, keep checking Hot Topic if you're missing the trip pants. Thank you, Ashley. Devin.
Yay.
What was your weird fashion trend?
The weird fashion trend. So when I was in college, I would wear two polos and I would wear the double popped collar.
Yep.
Two different colors though. We had to have pink underneath the black underneath the pink.
Look at all those collars.
The ultimate DB move. Yes, it was.
It was. Because it's summer and you really want the lightest shirt possible, but let's layer two of them.
Up.
What a terrible idea.
Slacker and Steve. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.